this is Kevin.
And Ray.
And this is Scenic City Solar Radio. Today, we're going to be talking about something that we haven't talked about here yet, and that's going to be new construction. For those folks out there who are going to be building a brand new home or a new business, new building, whatever it is, we want to talk to you about getting solar on that today.
Yeah, a lot of these can be rolled into a new home loan or an addition loan or a grant if you're a business. There's a lot of ways to get it paid for. You know, taking the business level, there are federal tax credits, depreciation for some businesses, grants, which we've talked about in the past. For homeowners, there is the added property value and a big tax credit.
Absolutely. And, you know, the tax credit, we cannot talk about enough. Right now, it's sitting at 30%. So that covers anything that you get that's solar related. Now, that's solar panels, all the wiring installation, all the batteries, whatever you need to make it work at your home that's solar related, you can get 30% tax credit.
Yeah, so it's important to where if you are looking for a home to and you would like to even know what solar would look like as far as a budget, to give us a phone call, free, estimate 423-600-9500, sceniccitysolar.com. And we can let you know if you're able to send us over any kind of plans, even tell us the address, and we can look it up on Google and say, okay, you know, that house could fit a 5 kilowatt solar array, and this is what it could do for you. Going from there. If you are building a home, and we've dealt with a few builders, some of them local, some of them not, a couple of them just recently today that are in the process of surveying some area for a home to be built, and what would solar with battery look like for them? To have a goal, expectation and budget with anything with solar and battery is important. So the main goal, you know, if you were to look to build your own house, you need to have a goal. Do you want to have no power bill, some power bill, just have enough solar to offset, or what flavor of solar and battery, like we've talked about over the last 12 episodes, would you like? Some people just settle on a generator, depending on budget and expectation.
Absolutely. And, you know, each one of those is something that we can build into. You like that? Build into your new building, because these are things that you want to think about. There's a reason that you're building a new home. If you have a home and you're switching to something new, why not get everything you want? If you've been dreaming about that house on the lake, on the river, whatever, the house in the mountains, you've already thought about what happens when everything we've talked about in all the other episodes about, hey, if the power goes out, if I need a battery backup, what about a generator? When you're doing that initial home loan, you know, this is the time to budget your solar in, because you're also able to get a discount, that same 30% tax credit, on any energy efficiency items that you're putting in there, which includes insulation. It includes your windows, doors,
lighting.
Lighting. Yeah. Oh, lighting. That's where a lot of money goes, right? Mm-hmm. We like to say right out the window.
Or geothermal. There's a lot that you can do in the beginning to help your goal meet its expectation. You know, we've had off-grid customers that want to build a mansion, and they'll come to us and say, okay, what do we need to power this 4,000 square foot house with a well pump, convection oven, et cetera, et cetera. And we'll have to let them know, you know, you need more solar than you possibly can imagine, because we don't know if you're going to grow that or not. Just recently, you know, we had a home that was completely spec'd for off-grid, spec'd for certain products and appliances in their home. When the home was finally built and the solar and the battery and the generators, the inverters, charge controllers, everything was done and built for this home, come to find out that the appliances in the home and just about everything else didn't meet the original expectation.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So instead of just a propane-powered oven, they put in a convection oven, an electric convection oven. Instead of a off-grid well pump with a holding tank, they put in a pressure tank that has to refill every 30 minutes. Instead of LEDs everywhere, just regular old light bulbs. Instead of high efficiency heat and air, they have mini splits all over their property. Instead of no outside lighting or just motion sensor, they have 24/7 outside lighting and security all day and night, which is draining their power. So their expectation couldn't be met because their goal couldn't be met with what their final result was.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's why it's so important when you hear us talk about all these crazy things. And when you're even dreaming about your new home or putting in solar, call us, talk to us. Ray is the solar guru. We say it over and over again. But he's been there. He's done that. You know, Scenic City Solar's been around a while. We've been here 6 years. And by the way, just got that best of the best again.
Yeah, won it again this year. Congratulations to us, attaboys. You know, this last year, we didn't really put in for the best of the best. I'll let that one out. And we won anyway. And that shows that we are here to stay, that we are legitimate. We didn't ask for a single vote on Facebook, on our website or anything, but we were still voted the best. Like Kevin was saying, I've seen a lot. I've gone back to customers that have had systems installed from other client or from other installers. You can add solar, add battery to just about any system out there. Again, it's, you know, expectations, everything, especially if you're going to be building a home with the idea of being off grid or offsetting your power with the realistic expectation to meet the budget. You need to get you actually receive what you think you're buying. And that takes good consultation with your installer.
Absolutely. You know, and it's not just a sit down conversation with us. It's the homeowner, the home builder, everybody that's in that chain has to be working together. Because like we were saying, if you make one change from your solar plan and you go to something that's not energy efficient, it'll blow the whole system. If you do that repeatedly or you don't do all of your lighting in energy efficient lighting, which again, you can also get that energy credit for at the end of the year on your taxes. So you got to make that plan and stick to it. It's like anything else that you'll ever do in your life. You're saving for this home. You're saving for this new business. You've got to put that plan into action because that's where we're budgeting your electric usage for. And if you don't use it, if you're using too much, then you're going to have additional costs. Now, we don't say that as in, hey, you're doing wrong. No, what we're saying is we just need to plan for it. And let's say we do a build on a new home. And at the end, we're only offsetting 60% of your electric. That's easy. All we need to do is add a few more panels. We come back out, take a look at your energy bills, see what you're using versus what we had planned, and then add on. So how hard is it to add on?
It's really not that complicated. Okay, there are a lot of misconceptions out there about solar and battery that it's hard to put your number on what. They all have pretty definitive numbers. Each solar panel has a rating on the back of it, whether it's 300 watt per panel or 500 watt per panel. So if you need X amount of kilowatt hours per day, let's just say 24. Okay, 24 kilowatt hours per day. That's just 1 kilowatt per hour. You have X amount of sun time to get all of that in a specific amount of time. So we'll use the hours of 10 to 4. Okay, that's 6 hours today that you have to produce 24 kilowatt hours. 24 divided by 6 is 4. Even with STEM math, okay, it's 4. All right, so 24 divided by the 6 hours you have to produce it, you need at least a 4 kilowatt solar array. That's with good consistent sun, with being able to use it all while it's being produced. Okay, very easy math. Now, if you want any extra to get you through the nighttime, you have to produce more than 4. Okay, now if we use 24 as your day total, we know that you're not using 1 per hour. Okay, you're probably using 3 per hour for certain times in the day and then near to nothing overnight while you sleep. So again, you're going to produce all of your solar power in those 6 hours. Use the power while it's being produced to zero out your meter, and you'll need a battery sized appropriately based off of your excess to store for when the sun goes down. If you notice, if that power is less than or greater than needed in either battery or solar, you augment with one or the other. If you find that your battery is not charged fully by the time the sun goes down, you need more solar. If you find that your battery is charged by 2 p.m. and your 4 kilowatt solar array, you're only producing 2 because that's all you need more battery to store the solar you built. So it's very easy math. Don't feed into the misconception that you need to be a scientist to understand 1 plus 1. Solar panels have a rating on them, and so do the batteries.
Absolutely. And, you know, that's what we're here for. We're the experts. Give us a call, 423-600-9500. Catch us online, sceniccitysolar.com. Also Facebook, all those other social medias. We're there. Come see us. Talk to us. We have the answers. there's also a lot of misconceptions, and we spend a lot of time going through some of those as well. And, you know, one of the big things is there's a lot of articles that you can read, and it's simple. Just ask your favorite browser what is using all the energy in my home. And it's very simple. You know, if you do have a lot of complex electrical equipment, big TVs, stereo equipment, all that kind of good stuff, sound systems for the TVs, you can also put that on a switch and basically turn it off so that it doesn't use any power in standby mode. So these are little hints, tips, and suggestions to help lower your energy bills, even without going solar. And these are things that, you know, we've got the folks that maybe you don't own a home and you're thinking about it in the future. And you sit there, you look at your electric bill and it came in real high. Now it's time to go find those electric vampires. And that's a good thing that you can throw into the search engine. And it'll tell you, hey, do you leave your coffee pot on all day long? What about anything that has a block charger? Those use a lot of power. If the simple thing, when you get up in the morning, if you unplug your phone, unplug it from the wall. This way it's not using that standby power. If you've got a big TV or an older TV in standby mode all the time, it's pulling power. Your coffee pots and all that kind of stuff. So these are little things that you can do to lower that. And that will help offset what you're producing, where it's going in the battery, how much battery life that you actually need. You know, a lot of folks don't know about how much is out there and how much it costs for solar and taking back how much you're spending and, you know, that home savings. That's where you save money on not buying too much solar to begin with.
Yeah, being able to know at least in your mind's eye what your goal is with solar. If you want to offset your bill by even $50, there's an answer for that. If you want to be off-grid, there's an answer for that. Almost every single customer that we have, whether you're off-grid, on-grid, residential, or commercial, starts off with something and then has a goal to build up over time. Very few times do you have the exact correct solar and battery array that you need right now. Lifestyles change, habits change, family sizes change. Whatever you think you need today, depending on what happens tomorrow, can completely change your power profile. That's where having systems like what we install here at Scenic City Solar be expandable indefinitely is really the only way that we like to do things. Whenever we talk with an off-grid customer, for example, we have to let them know that, you know, this is going to be a system based off of your plans. If you want to add extra in the beginning, hallelujah, we will definitely do that because that's only sensical and responsible. But after your first season or two, after your first summer or winter, after your first outage or two, you will find out if you have enough solar and battery for everything that you expected. And it'll usually take augmenting with a little bit more solar or battery, sometimes even a generator, to assist that battery get charged other than solar.
Absolutely. And, you know, we don't talk about generators enough, and we are a Platinum Generac dealer. So we do have generators in stock ready to go. And we can put those and pair them with your home needs. So in an outage, it can charge your battery or it can keep the house on. It can do all of the above. We do all of that for you. Feel free, give us a call. Once again, 423-600-9500. Catch us online at sceniccitysolar.com. Raise the answer man and he can figure those hard questions out. And I love sending them zingers. So if you got a zinger, feel free to send it to us.
Don't hold back. No question's a dumb question when you're looking at an investment of this size. Solar is not meant to be complicated, but with all the misinformation out there, you can literally Google solar and you put your question in there and get five different answers. The TVA region and EPB area is so different than almost anywhere else in the country. It takes calling and talking with somebody that is here, that has been here for years, that has installed hundreds of systems on the TVA platform to be able to speak knowledgeably about exactly what you can get or what you cannot get. Again, Scenic City Solar, 423-600-9500, or find us online at sceniccitysolar.com.
Thank you again for joining us. This has been Kevin.
And Ray.
With Scenic City Solar.
Y'all have a good day now.